Welcome everyone to another edition of Community In Depth. We are so happy to have in studio with us today Andrea Coleman. She is Executive Director of TLC of Hastings, and we couldn't be more excited to hear what's going on. Great to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you again, Mo.
How have you been?
Great. Just lots of exciting things going on. So,
well, let's recap the last year, because a lot of businesses, of course, and organizations had to pause. But in something like TLC, you can't pause. You have work to be done.
Yeah. You know, I guess it just makes me count our blessings every day, because you go through something like that and you decide very quickly, how do you keep serving? And for us, you can't do pregnancy tests virtually. You can't do an ultrasound virtually. You can't walk along someone in crisis via the internet, via the computer. And so we very quickly got protocol in place and said, we're seeing clients. We need to be available. Crisis doesn't take a break. And we noticed that crisis even got worse as people became more isolated. You know, if you think about it, we had some of the our moms who all of a sudden everything was closed up. They were still going to give birth in 1, 2, or 3 months. So we were able to continue doing those classes online with them. So they felt prepared. But once they got to the hospital, a lot of times who they could have in the room, what that looked like, completely changed. And then that experience where you're so excited for family and friends to come and help you welcome that new baby. Nobody is allowed to the hospital. And then they're sent home very fear-filled and very nervous about raising this child, largely alone, completely isolated. And as we talked to them, they really kept every time we talked to them or our mentors would talk to them, they're like, when are we going to be able to come back in for classes? The relationship piece was just as important as the education, if not more, which shouldn't surprise any of us. So we got them back in. We social distanced. We wore masks. We did whatever we needed to do to keep everybody safe. But that was so important. And then once the mask came off, to be able to see smiles, especially the little babies at Baby Cafe, they had fear in their faces, you know, when they see you from the top of your nose up, and that's all they see. And so being able to have Baby Cafe open again, first with masks and distancing, and now we're operating as usual. And it's been pure joy just to be able to see the need. Last year we had over 30 babies born, and this year we're over 20. And we've already doubled the number of pregnancy tests and ultrasounds we've done this year by this point last year. So we just feel blessed. We are excited that we're here and we're serving and we're helping people work through even different crises than we're used to. But as we see, usually it's never been one crisis that someone's dealing with. It's usually multiple crises. And COVID just became yet another one for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And then probably you have unemployment because of the pandemic. In some cases, you have, as you said, the extra stress of different things in a family. So for people that are listening, explain to them, please, what TLC is and where you're located.
All right. Thank you, Mo. TLC of Hastings is a pregnancy and parenting resource and education center. We're a life-affirming ministry because we believe there is value and dignity in every life from the moment of conception until natural death. And we are there to offer help with that. So we walk alongside from a first pregnancy test. We walk alongside young people in relationships who are making choices that are having them have concerns about STDs, STIs, which are sexually transmitted diseases and infections, and helping them navigate the rough waters of adolescence and life. We walk alongside expectant and new parents who are in roles they've never before been in with very little support or encouragement. And as we found during COVID, you know, even education was limited. Some of the classes that they normally could have taken through community ed or hospitals, those were no longer available. And we were able to continue to do them one-on-one with a mentor, reaching out to them and checking in with them and making sure all their questions were answered. And we just think that's amazing. We started a brand new program for men because, you know, dads are an important part of the success of a child. There's a reason why our Creator has a father, a mother there for children. And so we're able now to encourage men to be great dads, to be in their children's lives, to really set them up for success with that. There are a lot of men who never had fathers in their lives today, so they don't even have any role models. And if they did, it maybe wasn't the best role model. And what we hear on the hearts of some of the dads that we work with is they don't want to be like the person that they look to as father. They want something better for their children. So these are great men who just need men to come alongside them and help mentor them through what being a man and then what being a dad looks like.
So are you looking for volunteers perhaps to serve as mentors? I think that's a wonderful program.
Yes, our mentors are such a big piece of what we do. And it also helps us bring in more ambassadors for the organization because when they're working alongside our clients one-on-one, they're able to go out and be another ambassador for our organization and who we do and what we're doing. So we're always looking for new mentors. They do have to go through a training because we want them to be well-equipped to do the job. But now that can all be done online. Before, they'd have to come into the office. So now that can be done remotely so we can train more people. So if they're interested in that, please call the office or just stop by and find out more information about it.
And what would the time commitment of that be, do you think?
The training is our live training that is done twice a year through Elevate Life, our parent group. And it's about 14 to 16 hours. But it's broke up into sections, so you can do a half hour, an hour at a time. It's very flexible. And then when you complete it, you get your certification, and then I sit down and interview whoever the mentor, potential mentor is, just to see if there's any questions. They also have to agree to the policies and the mission of the center, and then we just keep moving them forward. They would shadow for several sessions until they feel comfortable, shadow other mentors, and then we would assign them to a client who's waiting for his or her own mentor.
And this is for men and women then?
Correct, yes.
Wonderful. Yes. What's a good phone number for people to call, Andrea?
Oh, thank you. 651-437-4200.
So I know that one of the things that you do are ultrasounds, and let's talk about how your ultrasound machine has really changed the way people perhaps look at a pregnancy early on.
Yeah, our ultrasound machine has just been the game changer. And our nurse manager, Rhonda, is just the most wonderful person to have in that room as she's doing your ultrasound. One thing I hear from her all the time, because I get to sit in on many of those ultrasounds, is she reassures the client that the pregnancy looks good, like the position of the baby in the uterus is in a good place, and she can show them that heartbeat, and she can give them a much more clear due date than just a last menstrual period due date would provide. She answers a lot of questions, and what we've seen in the last year is several moms who've had, they have real fear because they've had a previous miscarriage and they're real worried. And sometimes they weren't always able to get into the doctor to have that done. So sometimes she's able to just help give them that peace of mind that baby's alive, there's a heartbeat, everything looks good, and they're right on track. For our clients who are really stuck deciding, what are they gonna do about this unplanned pregnancy? It just gives them a lot of truth. You know, the fact that we see a heartbeat so early, 18 to 21 days of conception, means there's a heart. And so there's a lot of education that goes on in that room. And Rhonda just does an amazing job with her medical expertise to answer those questions and really make our moms or dads, or maybe their mothers or fathers that are in the room, really put them at ease and give them peace of mind about where they are.
You mentioned Baby Cafe. Can you explain that program? And then what are some of the other programs that you offer?
Sure. Our Baby Cafe is, we've done that for the last 3 years, pretty much when we moved to our new location. And it's for the entire community. We've had people come from as far away as Shoreview and I don't even know where else, but they drive to have that one-on-one support with the certified lactation consultant. We partner with Regina to be able to provide this. And so Regina will send over some helpers and some volunteers. And it's moms supporting moms. You know, we don't lead any conversation. I have heard every sort of conversation known to man. But one thing I love is these moms are there to support each other. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple moms who've gone through cancer and they're not able to breastfeed because of the drugs or the procedures that they've had. And yet these moms want their child to have the added nutrients of breast milk, so our moms will step up and make that happen for them. And that's something that we don't facilitate, they facilitate it amongst each others. So they're just there for each other, and the way that we see community love on each other, that to me is the biggest part of that, what Baby Cafe is. And then they can do weight checks to make sure babies are gaining weight and growing the way they're supposed to, and that's all recorded. And recommendations are made if there's some sort of tongue tie issues, if there's some chiropractic help that's needed. Those referrals are all made so those moms have what they need to help it be a better and a successful experience for them and their babies.
And then I know you also can help with clothing, with people can earn their way to different needs that they might have with a baby. Is that correct?
Yes. So all of our educating is tied to earning. And so everything that they need can be provided to them through the program. But it's not just the fact that we want them to earn everything. That is part of their responsibility if they choose to parent. But we get to see them every week when they're coming in for classes. We get to see their mental stability. We get to see their physical health. We get to encourage them. We get to love on them. And that's more important to us than the stuff. So we have freebies every week. You know, we have giveaways. Like 1 week, it's a pack of diapers. When you come in for your class, take a pack of diapers. When you come in for class, take a sleeper. We don't want the donations that this community gives to sit. We know that they gave them so these babies and moms and dads have what they need. So we move it out the door. We don't make it impossible. They buy things for as much as 75% off what they would have to pay for it in the retail setting. And so it's very attainable, but we get to see them. And that is a huge part of their journey, is us checking in on them and supporting and loving on them and educating and encouraging them. With that said, this year, and we kicked it off right before COVID, and it didn't really have a chance to get legs, but we have a local woman who wanted to offer a hands-on support to women and men in the home after they deliver, just to be an extra set of hands, whether it's wash up some dishes in the sink or hold babies so mom can do whatever she needs to do, or read to the toddler so mom can nurse and not be interrupted, or build blocks or Legos. And that didn't really get off the ground because of COVID. Obviously, nobody could go into anybody's homes, and least of all would a new mom want someone coming into her home. So we're really hoping, we offered that through the summer, whether they wanted to meet in a park, what could we do? Could we pick up groceries? What could we do to help? And now we're starting to see some interest in that again. So we're going to kind of keep pushing that in the direction of, we're here for you, that postpartum support, and then being there to see if there's any postpartum depression going on that you know, we should help them recognize so they can get the help they need. So we're really hoping that new ministry will really grow some legs here in the next weeks and months ahead. So we move forward with that And we also saw that our life coaching has really been needed and utilized a whole lot more.
We all could use a life coach.
Couldn't we? Absolutely. I think I need to be in there on a regular basis because I need to know how to get from where I am sometimes feeling a little stuck to where I want to or need to be. And life coaching just continues to keep them on track. And our life coach, she's amazing. I just wanted to add that during COVID, we did little 1 minute to 1.5 minute videos on each of our programs, each of our services. They're on our website, tlchastings.com. And so our job was that during COVID, when people couldn't come in, how would we make our services better known and how would we make it feel comfortable so that when they came into the office, they would know what to expect. They'd also be able to see who they might meet with, which is a lot more welcoming. So I encourage people to go on and check those out.
Well, you know, I know there is something coming up that we can actually help you accomplish a lot of these programs through a fundraising event, and it's going to be on Thursday, September 16th. Do you want to tell us about it, please?
I would love to. I'm so excited. We moved our event from May, which was not a good time to be having a banquet and bringing people inside, to September. We had to cancel it for last year, so we're more than a year out. And it's at Almquist Farms, so we have more space to roam. We're going to have some games ahead of time outside, some yard games. We have Matt Burke slated to come as our keynote speaker. And Matt Burke, if you don't know, was a former Viking. He went to the Super Bowl and has a Super Bowl championship with the Baltimore Ravens. But even more important, as Matt would tell you, he's a father of eight. So he has a whole perspective on just the value of life and what he and his wife has experienced as parents. And so we can't wait for him to speak. He's really a motivator. It's kind of like being a little bit at a pep fest, if you remember that from your high school days. And so we feel like everybody needs a little motivating these days.
So how can we go about taking part in this, please?
Well, you can register online right now. I mean, today, it's tlcbanquet.com. And when you click on that site that is set apart for the banquet, it'll lead you right through the program. You can call the office, 437-4200, or you could stop in and register. We have forms at the office. We'll take your registration from you. It is free to attend, but we do need you to reserve a spot so we know how much food to make. We would love to have some new faces. We love our donors who've been with us from the beginning. They're amazing. They're still with us. They have they have our backs. But you know what? Those donors, they would like some people there who are new too, and we'd like to have some new families and individuals see some new faces this year.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful event. Andrea, thanks for all you do. So good to see you. Andrea Coleman, she's the executive director of TLC of Hastings, and don't miss their big fundraising banquet. It's free at the Almquist Farms in Hastings. Just register by going to tlcbanquet.com. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.